Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Welcome back to the show and episode 528. I wanted to read verse 48 of the Parents Tao Te Ching today. Verse 48 is called Less is More. Your children do not need more. Each day adds more facts, more gadgets, more activities, more desires, more confusion to their lives. Your task is to subtract. Each day, seek to remove, to clarify, to simplify. Society's wisdom adds, and confusion grows. The wisdom of the Tao subtracts, and serenity flourishes. If each day, 1 minute less was spent doing something, and 1 minute more was spent being present in simple pleasures with your children, in 2 months, you would transform your life and theirs. 1 minute less. This is a profoundly wise verse in the Parents Tao Te Ching, especially as this new school year begins. Whether your children are doing remote learning, fully in-person learning, or some version of hybrid learning, they're still going to be bombarded with facts and assignments and due dates and tests and things on their to-do lists. And we as parents can simply add to that list, or we can not add to the list. One time I worked with a mom who was not happy with the way her relationship with her son was going. It seemed to be a lot of her barking orders at him. She wasn't enjoying her time with him as much, and he seemed to be quite anxious. What she realized is that as soon as she got home from a long day of work and he got home from school, he was already home, but as soon as she walked in the door, she immediately started barking orders at him. Did you have a snack after school? Did you get your homework done? Are you going to be ready to go to Boy Scouts in a few minutes? What do we want to have for dinner? And once she realized that she was contributing more noise to his environment and to his life, as soon as she walked in the door, she realized that she was not even connecting with him before she immediately launched into the to-do list. So instead, she began to practice entering in a more present state of being rather than doing. And so one technique that really helped her was entering her neighborhood. She had 3 speed bumps to get to her house. And with each speed bump, she would take a deep breath and she would sink more into the presence of him that she was getting ready to encounter when she walked through the door. So she really embraced slowing down her mind, opening up her heart, and really being with her son. And so this really began to transform their relationship. Just this small realization and this small change in what she had been doing with him. So each day when she got home, she would use these speed bumps as a chance to shift her mind and her energy and her being from work mode to mom mode. And when she walked in the door, she began immediately with a warm greeting to her son. And how was your day? How are things? How are you doing? How are you feeling? It's so great to see you. Giving him a hug, telling him she loves him. And only after she spent some time being in his presence did she then shift to what needed to be taken care of. And often it was only a few minutes. It didn't even take that much time. But the quality of their relationship improved by leaps and bounds just by tuning into him and being in his presence rather than doing. And so I hope this gives you some ideas or inspiration of what you can do in your home, because being with your children is such a rich experience. And if you've been so busy doing that you haven't had a chance to experience being, I guarantee you it's going to be a phenomenal feeling when you can achieve it. That doesn't mean that we should have no doing, or we could survive with no doing. There are still things that need to be done. But how much easier and more pleasurable will those doing tasks be if you spend a little bit of time being before you launch into the doing? All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a fabulous day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.